This afternoon, brothers and sisters, we open the Word of God both in the Old Testament as well as in the New. From the book of Proverbs, we read in Proverbs 18, the verses 1 through 14, while in the book of Acts in the New Testament, we read the verses 1 through 12 in chapter 4. So two passages, first Proverbs 18 and second Acts 4. Proverbs 18, starting at verse 1, where the Word of God speaks to us as follows: Whoever isolates himself seeks his own desire. He breaks out against all sound judgment. A fool takes no pleasure in understanding, but only in expressing his opinion. When wickedness comes, contempt comes also, and with dishonor comes disgrace. The words of a man's mouth are deep waters. The fountain of wisdom is a bubbling brook. It is not good to be partial to the wicked or to deprive the righteous of justice. A fool's lips walk into a fight, and his mouth invites a beating. A fool's mouth is his ruin, and his lips are a snare to his soul. The words of a whisperer are like delicious morsels. They go down into the inner parts of the body. Whoever is slack in his work is a brother to him who destroys. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous man runs into it and is safe. A rich man's wealth is his strong city, and like a high wall in his imagination. Before destruction, a man's heart is haughty, but humility comes before honor. If one gives an answer before he hears, it is his folly and shame. A man's spirit will endure sickness, but a crushed spirit, who can bear? Now we turn to the book of Acts, and we read in Acts 4, the verses 1 through 12. Acts 4, starting at verse 1, And as they were speaking to the people, the priest and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, greatly annoyed, because they were teaching the people and proclaiming in Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they arrested them and put them in custody until the next day, for it was already evening. But many of those who had heard the word believed, and the number of the men came to about 5,000. On the next day, their rulers and elders and scribes gathered together in Jerusalem with Annas the high priest and Caiaphas and John and Alexander and all who were of the high priestly family. And when they had set them in the midst, they inquired, By what power or by what name did you do this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, Rulers of the people and elders, if we are being examined today concerning a good deed done in a crippled, to a crippled man, by what means this man has been healed, let it be known to all of you and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man is standing before you well. This Jesus is the stone that was rejected by you, the builders, which has become the cornerstone. And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Those are our two passages. Our focal point in the sermon this afternoon we find in Proverbs 18, verse 10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous man runs into it and is safe. Beloved congregation of our Lord Jesus Christ, We all have a lot on our mind, I'm sure, brothers and sisters, in this last service of the year 2020. Each and every one of us has his own story, his or her own experiences, and his or her own memories to contemplate at this time. The good as well as the bad. As congregation too, we have enough to consider when looking back over this past year. Again, the many good and blessed things, as well as the sad and sorrowful events. We think of those who have passed away, and we remember them with love and thanksgiving. We also consider the brokenness in families, the withdrawals, and the need for discipline. Due to the pandemic, the year has been unsettling very much. The worship services affected to a great extent, and life in the midst of society uncertain, disrupted, and abnormal. There has also been concern, sickness, and anxiety, either for some of our members or for loved ones elsewhere. We take them along into the new year as well, I'm sure. Yes, just mentioning these things, our emotions are aroused and our pains aggravated. Hence, as we enter a new year, we also mention to each other where to go with them, with these memories, pains, and concerns. You know where to go with them, right? You know to whom you can bring them, don't you? We say. Now, do we? Do you? Is that how you enter the year 2021 with the Lord? We are living in a broken world, beloved. And when I say that, it's not meant as a cliche. We see it everywhere, all around us. At times, the people in Syria don't know where to go. The people in disaster areas where earthquakes have struck, or floods, or hurricanes, or typhoons, experience how vulnerable they are. In a matter of moments, their life changed unrecognizably. In Canada also, in spite of continued prosperity, liberty, and peace, we are alarmed at times by incidents as well as that alert us to life's brokenness. Every day there is one reminder or another, it seems, that tells us that we are people of a day, people like a mist, whether we are old or young. No matter at what aspect of life you focus, be that the world of finances, of labor, or health, suddenly you lose the ground under your feet and you fall. Yes, indeed, that's how close it can come. As close as your own business, your own house, and your own health. It's part of life, this brokenness, which makes us all so vulnerable, so insecure. Together we read from the book of Proverbs, beloved, the book that stands in the midst of life, of our life, and of our world. It's so realistic, so concrete, and at the same time so wise. Just consider the very context of our text, and you recognize the situations as if they pertain to your fellow worker, that slacker, verse 9, or to the financial situation of a colleague or a client who thought he had it made with his money, but who lost it, verse 11, or to this stuck-up neighbor or arrogant brother in the church, verse 12, to that chatterbox of an empty-headed fellow student, verse 13, or to the sister in the congregation who gets so much to swallow and endure and therefore is crushed in spirit. Verse 14. That's how close it gets, this brokenness. Yes, closer yet, it's in me too. That's why God calls us at this time with the gospel, proclaiming in a broken world, the righteous find security with God. First of all, in His name, and secondly, with their life. So that's how I would like to summarize the message of our text. In a broken world, the righteous find security with God, in His name, and with their life. So first of all, the righteous find security in God's name. Now, did you recognize the reality of your world, brothers and sisters, in the introduction to this sermon? Are you aware of the things that make you vulnerable, even if you now may seem as secure as ever? Do you realize that in a stable and solidly secure society, something like a terrorist attack or a pandemic can break up your security just like that? Have you noticed how sick and poor and despicable people can be while living in a world of wealth? Does the reality of brokenness break through to you when you hear of a 17-year-old who is killed in an accident, or a 43-year-old who is diagnosed with cancer throughout his body? Yes, and who knows what's going to happen with you, personally, which will break your life, even in the most common and mundane things. Then God is coming to you in this service with the question, do you see how badly you need security? Do you realize how necessary it is for you to have a place to flee to, a shelter where you find refuge? Well, then he says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. Evidently, beloved, this text must be seen against the background of its own time, first of all. We may know of towers, like church towers, or we may be aware of castles in history-rich countries that we see on pictures of Europe or so. Yet those are not the towers Proverbs speaks about. In Bible times, they had towers on walls as part of the fortification of the city. At the approach of an enemy, the people would run to the city and find refuge inside the walls, especially in the towers on the walls. Those towers gave people safety and security. Their lives were very vulnerable, and the evils that threatened them were so many, they needed such special protection. Just think of the walls of Jericho in the times of the spies, or of the walls of Jerusalem before and after the captivity. People would run to those towers to be safe, secure. Also, in the history of many a European city, walls and towers like that provided safety and a refuge in times of danger. As time went on, however, things changed. Ever since the 16th and 17th century, these gates and walls and towers became futile. With the development of gunpowder and the construction of cannons, towers lost their use for refuge. Indeed, with the invention of airplanes and automatic weapons and missiles, you are not safe anywhere. Oh, let's start here, beloved, as we consider our text. For the longest time, it may seem as if we have our securities in place, We have our solutions ready in case of trouble. We have our ways of securing our situations, solving our problems. We ensure that we give our children a good upbringing so they'll be doing well. We engage in a good education and our career is guaranteed. In case of illness, we have a terrific medical system, expert specialists, and advanced medication. Our savings account takes care of a rainy day. Our mortgage arrangements are second to none, and our business approach is sober but sound, yet very secure. You see, then Proverbs shows us so very clearly how insecure we are, how vulnerable. Yes, it shows us our insecurities in those very common, concrete, and everyday situations, in the dangers that threaten us, the evils that surround us, and yes, the weaknesses that are in us. Do you realize that? The Lord says. Are you aware how vulnerable you are and where your brokenness lies? Do you then also see that your securities can fall away just like that? That towers that were secure safe havens and shelters in times of trouble lose their purpose the way those towers did when times had changed? Our securities are made of stone, of money, of electronics, of knowledge, of intelligence, and of social systems. They're beautiful, even gifts of God, yet they are dead in themselves. For the longest time, they may hold out and give you a secure feeling, but that's deceiving. At one point in time, they don't mean a thing. Just like the walls and towers of Jericho did not last when God came there and showed himself in power. Let's all realize that, brothers and sisters. Therefore, don't find your security in them. Someday you will find out how insecure they are, how vulnerable you are in this broken world. Yes, in this broken world. How come? How come you are too lazy to work sometimes, or sick, or anxious about your income, your job, or your business, worried about your children, your church, or your country? Is that because so many dangers threaten you? Yes, that too, but more even because this brokenness is in you. The evil, the temptations, the sickness, etc. Therefore, seek your life outside of yourselves. Seek your refuge in the Lord. Yes, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. Seek your security there. God himself has come to you to hold this up to you, here and now. Yes, the Lord your God has come to you before because you would have never come to him. Now, however, he is holding up his name to you that you might cling to it and be safe as you enter the new year. Now, is that possible, beloved, that a name could be a hiding place? Well, yes, it is, my brother and sister. For a name is more than just a name. It's a world of meanings. We know that from our everyday life and world, too. Names stand for something, for what a person does. At this time of the year, the papers are filled with pronouncing the names of certain people in sports, in business, in politics, etc., as the man or the woman of the year. It happened also that people could vote for the man or the woman of the 20th century, or for the greatest name in history. Some names conjure up glory and grandeur. Other names give you the chills. Just think of names like Hitler or Saddam Hussein or so. Yet what's still remarkable about all those names, they are gone. These people, sooner or later, they're all dead. They're history, except for one name, the name of the Lord, Yahweh in the Old Testament, or the name of the Lord, Jesus. He died, but rose again. He was rejected by men, but made the cornerstone of the church. His name stands. In His name the church remains. And in His name your life obtains security. Yes, as Peter puts it before the members of the Sanhedrin, salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. The name of the Lord is a strong power, beloved. Therefore, when you are looking for safety and security in this world of brokenness and insecurities and dangers, hear the gospel proclaimed to you, namely, that you can find it in the name of the Lord your God, Yahweh, the God of Israel, your Father, in the Lord Jesus Christ. You know Him in His almighty power, who created this great and wonderful world, and who governs all nations and peoples. He has manifested Himself in His faithfulness and steadfast love to His people Israel. He was there for them with His compassion, His mercy, and His grace. He is Yahweh, the God who is who He is, the Eternal One, the unchangeable God, who is at the same time full of wisdom, tenderness, and long-suffering. Yes, we know Him even more as the God who wants to be your Father, because of what the Lord Jesus Christ has done. Far beyond the greatest understanding of His name, we have the knowledge of God's heart and nature. Through Jesus Christ, who said, I have made known your name to my brothers and sisters, and I will give you to declare it. Therefore this name, my brother and sister, that gives you security with God, is the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This name gave strength to a lame beggar. It gave boldness to a simple fisherman, and His name is called Wonderful. He is Jesus, that is, the Lord saves. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and familiar with suffering. Surely He took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows. Indeed, this whole broken life, this vulnerable existence, He took upon Himself. The sorrow and crushed spirits of a grieving wife and mother, the sins of a rebellious son, the laziness of a good-for-nothing, the foolishness of a chatterbox, and the arrogance of a broken businessman. He took our life, our existence, and our world upon Himself, this broken world. And He took it along through dangers and evil, yes, even the curse that is on it, and into death. That's why He is Jesus, the one who saves from all sins and misery. Amazing! What a name! Christ Jesus is your Lord, beloved, and He saves, for He lives to to give us life. He lives to give us security and peace. He lives and He is given to you in baptism so that God can be your Father who cares for you and carries you in His Father's arms. So that the Son may bring His love to you in His blood shed at Golgotha. And so that His Holy Spirit may be a guide to you, who leads you and comforts you through this broken and dark world, and who writes the name of God in your heart. The Lord has come to you, and He is coming to you, and He will be coming to you in this new year also. For He is Yahweh, the God who is there for you. In Jesus Christ, the one name given under heaven that saves. He will never become history. What He did in creation, He will do at the return with the renewal of the earth. What He did in the flood, He did in the Red Sea and the Jordan with His people. What He did with Goliath, He will do with the devil. What He did with the lame, the blind, the deaf, and the crushed in spirit, He will do with you on the new earth. He never becomes history. He is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow, yes, forever. He is the right man on our side, the man of God's own choosing. He is the mighty fortress, the strong tower, the rock who gives you security in your broken life. Yes, to you, if and when you flee to Him, find your life in Him, your righteousness and salvation, yes, your whole life. Which brings us to our second point. The righteous find security in God's name with their life. So that's the question, brothers and sisters, which is of life-saving significance. Do you want to find security with God the Father and Jesus Christ? You know, there were children in Israel who preferred the pots of meat in Egypt. And they perished by the wrath of God. There have been kings in Israel who put their trust in another nation, in foreign alliances, and they were destroyed. There are baptized children today who say to believe in God, yet who have their own ways of securing their life. They stumble and stagger until they fall. Indeed, whatever ways man designs and whatever securities man selects, they're only temporary. Only those who seek refuge with God and find shelter under the wings of the Most High will be safe and secure. As in Noah's case, the flood won't touch them. As in David's situation, a Goliath cannot subdue them. And as with the church of the Old Testament, they are secure and safe even as they go through the Red Sea or through the River Jordan. When you seek your security with God in Jesus Christ as the only name of Him crucified, you will find in Him salvation, a crown of glory, like Paul did. Even though his life was beaten, his spirit crushed, and his mind perplexed, it is through Jesus Christ, who suffered, was crucified, buried, but who rose again, that you have life, and have it safely and securely. Therefore, the righteous run to it and are saved. The Word of God says in our text, beloved. Now, who are they, these righteous? Well, they are the ones who hear the word of God and heed His will. In the book of Proverbs, these righteous are mentioned time and time again. If you want to see a portrait of them, read chapter 10 of this book. The problem you will have doing so, though, is the nagging feeling in your heart and mind, but that's not me. And you are right. It's not you. It's Christ. You are this righteous man if and when you find your life in Christ. It is by grace that you have this righteousness through faith. It's vulnerable sinners like you and me who are living in brokenness who will find their righteousness with God in Christ. They are the ones who share in Christ's death and resurrection. They share in the powers of life Christ obtained for them. Then they won't be lazy any longer either, but they go to work in full assurance that God will help them. Then those who speak foolishly begin to profess God's name before men. The ones who were crushed in spirit are lifted up and comforted and encouraged to continue on their way in the strength of the Lord. That is what happens to the righteous who flee to God for safety and find security in the name of Christ. Do you believe this, beloved? Can you go on in this assurance and with this security into the new year? Or do you have your doubts, your reservations? Of course, you have your experiences in this regard, and you know yourself in this respect still. Then I proclaim the gospel to you in our text, which is the word of God saying, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. And then the question is, do you believe God's word? Do you trust that this is how it is for those who seek their life in Him? Do you believe God? Trust in Him. He has revealed Himself in His Word like that. Therefore, study that Word. He promised to hear you when you pray to Him. Therefore, pray and seek Him in the day of trouble. He gave His sacraments for the strengthening of this faith. Therefore, use the sacraments for that, making serious use of them. Thus, your confidence and trust will be strengthened. Yes, beloved, we are vulnerable and weak, even in our faith. Hence, for all that, and for every need in our life, we are to run to the Lord. We need to run, because the danger is threatening. We need to run, because it's our whole life that's at stake. Run and keep running. And don't think that this is just a matter of once and you are saved. No. The moment you think you've made it, licked it, and you become complacent in your life, you are in danger of life's brokenness again, even in your faith. Always remember, we are sinner and righteous. We are vulnerable and untouchable. The gospel is the word of God that shows that when I am weak, then I am strong, because God's power is manifested in my weakness. It is the word of the righteous one who exclaims at once as well, saying, O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. If you are standing in this world, beloved, as one who cannot go wrong, whose wealth can break, and whose well-being won't suffer, because you think you are a winner and not a loser, you beware. Those who seek to save their life will lose it. Only those who lose their life will gain it, and they will be more than conquerors, namely through Jesus Christ who loved us. Yes, in whom the Father showed His love to those who seek their life in Him, in His name. As we say it from week to week, therefore, let us confess it here and now also. Our help is in the name of the Lord, the Maker of heaven and earth. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, Father in heaven, we thank you for coming to us with this word. Father, you know indeed that at this time of the year, we do a lot of reflecting, meditating.